always delighted, amen, to come and worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I feel the Holy Ghost is in this place tonight. Praise God. Praise God. We certainly are honored tonight to minister the Word. What a great message Brother Guidry preached. Just to reiterate what Brother Grissom said, that it's a dangerous thing to have a root of bitterness to take root in your heart. Amen. I didn't know that much about Ahithophel, but I do now. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a tremendous message that was preached. If we can just somehow get it down on the inside and let it live within us. Praise God. Because the Word of God is something that's alive. That's something that's real. It's something that's powerful. Amen. The Word of God will transform. Amen. It's transforming. I thank God that His Word, amen, it's not just a dead book. It's not just history. It's not just geography. It's not just lines upon a page. Amen, but it's real. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit, and they are life. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the 108th Psalm tonight. A Psalm of David. This song, David is praying for help from the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I know where my help comes from tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We cannot lean upon the arm of flesh, because we know that the arm of flesh, amen, will not sustain us. Amen. It cannot help us when we are truly in need, but we have a God, amen, who is an ever-present help, amen, in time of trouble, amen. The Bible says in Him, and there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. We can trust in God. We can believe in God because He is constant. Everything in our world is changing. Amen. The world is changing around us. And I thank God that the one thing that cannot change, that does not change, is the God that we serve. The 108th Psalm, beginning with the first verse. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great above the heavens, and Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth, that Thy beloved may be delivered, save with Thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in His holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hath cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Praise the Lord. Pastor, would you pray? Praise the Lord. God bless you, and you may be seated. David said, O God, my heart is fixed. I have set my heart upon you. I put my trust in you. I have faith toward you alone, O God. I'm not going to go to the left. I'm not going to go to the right. Because I know that you are the way. I know, O God, that you are the one constant in my life that I can depend upon. Though everything of man is constantly changing and remaking itself, we see that we are faced with changes in the environment. We see changes in our government, changes in our financial institutions. I look in the mirror every morning and I see there are changes in my physical body. That we see changes in the religious world. We see changes everywhere that we cannot depend upon the institutions of man. Because man is constantly shifting, and what was once thought to be fact is no longer fact, because man is constantly searching for truth, searching for understanding, and our understanding is so limited that at some time in or point in life, I'm sure that you probably thought that you had finally discovered the key to success. That you finally thought that you knew what life was all about. You had everything figured out, probably when you were about 16. You suddenly became very wise and had great understanding, only to discover that many of the things that you thought back then were not so. Because we are constantly gaining knowledge and understanding and wisdom. We're growing in our perception of the world around us. And hopefully that we are growing and expanding our knowledge of the things of the kingdom of heaven and of spiritual things. Amen. But one thing that will never change, and that is the infallibility of the Word of God. It is forever settled in heaven. Amen. David said, my heart is fixed. If you're going to fix your heart on something, you need to fix your heart on something that you know is going to be there when the going gets rough. Amen. I'm confident that my God will never leave me and He will never forsake me. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The world may boast. The world may be loud in their proclamation. But our God, amen, is the only thing that we can rely upon. Amen. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I mean, you cannot trust mankind because men will deceive you. Men will let you down because humanity is frail and weak and subject to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. But I have found one thing in life, amen, that is my security, that is the anchor of my soul. And I steadfastly trust in the Lord. Amen. Though the enemy may come against us and speak evil, you know, there's nothing that is the worst than to have people to speak evil, amen, about things that they know nothing about. Amen. The Bible says that that men, amen, who have evil in their heart, that their tongue is like an asp. There's poison even in the very words that they speak. We need to be careful what we listen to in the world. We need to be careful where we get our source of strength and where we get our information. Amen. Amen. Because the word of man is very, very susceptible. Amen. At the very least. Amen. But the word of God, amen, is faithful. The word of God is inviolate. Amen. Amen. There is nothing about the word of God that's ever going to change because it's forever settled in heaven. Amen. The world may come against you. The devil may try to convince you of something, amen, that's contrary to the truth of God's word. But I want you to know that the best antidote for the devil is to put your faith and your confidence on the word of God and to stand upon His authority, to stand upon the truth, and give honor and glory to the Lord. David said, my heart is fixed, and I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. I'm going to sing and I'm going to give praise and honor to the Lord. That there is something that is spiritual and that will help you to lift you above your troubles, that lift you above the stumbling stones of the path of life, if you'll learn, amen, to give honor and praise unto the Lord. Sing. Let your soul rejoice. Amen. Oh, when a person begins to sing and praise the Lord, it's like allowing a bird, amen, out of prison, amen, to release a captive, amen, and to give it wings that it can fly. We need to give wings to our spirit and to our emotions. Amen. You were born to praise the Lord. Amen. You can't sit on your praise, amen, without doing violence, amen, to your inner man. But when you rejoice and praise the Lord, you release something on the inside that allows God to lift you up. Let Him be the wind beneath your wings and soar above your troubles. Rise above your difficulties. Amen. He will lift you up lest you dash your foot against a stone. Why? Because He is a God that is faithful. Can you say praise the Lord? So I sing and I give praise unto the Lord. I choose to be happy. You know, I can allow circumstances to rule my spirit, or I can choose, amen, to let my spirit be free. I choose to be free. I don't want to be in bondage, amen, to someone else's attitude. I don't want to be a captive to someone else's, amen, misdirection. Amen. I want to walk in the liberty that Christ has set me free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We allow negative influences in our life sometimes to weigh us down and to discourage us. Amen. Don't wallow in self-pity. Don't wallow, amen, in mediocrity. Because God called you and God anointed you that you might give honor and praise unto His name. So trust in His judgment. Amen. God chose you. God chose me. Amen. And so He must have had a good reason, amen, for choosing you. He chose you. He didn't choose you to fail. He chose you to be victorious. He chose you that you might be an overcomer. He chose you that you might be a light in the midst of the darkness. So trust in the faithfulness of God. Awake, psaltery and harp, and I myself will awake early, and I will praise You, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto You among the nations. Trust in the love and the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. I would like at this point to issue to you a warning tonight. If you are going to fix your sight upon the kingdom of God, if you are going to fix your heart upon that is eternal, if you're going to let Jesus Christ be your guide, amen, you must avoid turning inward. You must avoid turning outward. When we turn our eyes inward and we begin to look at the wretchedness of flesh, that we have a tendency to self-deprecate. We have a tendency to wallow in self-pity because we are looking inward. Don't look inward. Amen. The children of Israel looked inward and they said, we are as grasshoppers in their sight. And so we were in our own sight. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't allow the devil to steal your victory. Come on now. Amen. You got to have a made up mind. Amen. I'm going through. It doesn't matter what anyone else is going to do. I'm going through. Amen. I'll gain the prize no matter what others do. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've got to have a made up mind. Set your face like a flint. Amen. You've got to have a head like a flint rock, and a heart that's soft and tender, that's moved by the presence and the power of God. Amen. But have a determination, have an option within you that says, I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to look back. Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Don't you look back over your shoulder at your failures. Don't you look at your past. Don't you look at your weakness. But I want you to come to Jesus, who is the source of your strength. David said, my heart is fixed. If you fix your gaze upon yourself, you'll soon be discouraged. If you fix your eyes on other people, you'll soon be discouraged. Amen? Don't look inward and don't look outward. Those who look inward wallow in self-pity. Those who look outward, often they seek revenge. They want to get even. Well, I'm as good as so-and-so is. Why is God blessing him? And I'm not receiving those blessings. Don't you look, amen, don't you look at your brother, amen, with an eye of covetousness or envy. Amen. Don't compare. The Bible says they that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. Don't you compare yourself, amen, to someone. Amen. Even if it's someone you look up to. Amen. God didn't call you, amen, to do someone else's job. Amen. God called you, amen, to occupy a place in His kingdom that was tailor-made, amen, to fit your talents and your abilities. Don't compare yourself with someone else and their ministry. Amen. Or you'll get a spirit of envy. You'll get a spirit of jealousy. Amen, that will come over you. And before long, that you'll have a root of bitterness. Amen, that begin to sap the very life, blood, out of your spirit. Amen. But rather, look upward. Amen. Don't look down, look up. You know, it's amazing what one can see. Amen. When they lift up their eyes. You know, some people drive down the highway. They've got tunnel vision and they don't see anything except what's right in front of them. They don't see anything around them. Hallelujah. Look up. Amen. You might be surprised to find out, amen, the sun, amen, still shining. You might be surprised that the sky's not falling down. I think Chicken Little was the one that had an acorn to fall out of a tree. He hit him on top of the head. And he panicked. You know, sometimes we are just as foolish as Chicken Little. He began to spread the word. The sky is falling down. You see, some people, amen, they don't see anything good in life. Amen, they see all of the negative. They see the armadillo, the roadkill in the middle of the road. They see the litter in the bar ditch along the highway. They see all of the things that are negative. But you know, I believe that if you look hard enough, you might find that there's some blue bonnets that are blooming. Amen. There's some trees that are in full foliage. Amen. The birds are on the wing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift up your eyes. Praise the Lord. Don't look inward. Don't look outward. But turn your eyes toward the Lord. Praise the Lord. For thy mercy is great above the heavens. Amen. The reason a lot of people don't see the goodness of God is because they're not looking toward the heavens. Amen. The Bible says, thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Woo! Amen. Well, the good stuff isn't down here. The good stuff is up. Amen. The good stuff is in the kingdom of God. Amen. Look up and find mercy. Look up and find glory. Look up and find, amen, the promises of God. Oh, they're there if you'll just turn your eyes upward toward the Lord. And thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. You're not going to find the truth in the gutter. There's some places you're not going to find the truth. Hallelujah. There's some people looking for all the right things, but in the wrong places. Praise God. But you're going to find truth. You're going to find righteousness. Amen. In the Word of God. He said, my Word is above all my name. Praise God. As exalted and holy and wonderful as the name of Jesus. Amen. There's nothing, amen, that's more holy and righteous than the Word of God. His Word is exalted above all His name. If you're going to find the truth, you're going to find it in the Word of God. You're not going to find it, amen, in the liar papers. You're not going to find it, amen, in the periodicals of the world. You're not going to find it at Blockbuster, amen, in Video World. You're going to find the truth in the pages of God's holy Word. Hallelujah. Amen. What you feed your mind on, amen, is what you will eventually become. You feed your mind on negative things, amen, you will eventually be a negative individual. Amen. I've had to wean myself off listening to the news. Amen. Not because the news isn't important. I think it's a good thing to know what's going on in the world. But I just can't listen to it 24/7. Amen. Because news is mostly negative things. Oh, amen. I like the song that says, I want to hear a little good news today. Amen. Tell me something that will, amen, lift up my spirit. Something that will feed my soul. Amen. Something, amen, that's virtuous. Something that's pure and that's true and that's profitable. Amen. For my soul. Amen. Because what you feed your mind on is what you will become. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God holds everything in the palm of His hand. Amen. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. God will deliver the righteous, amen, from the snare of the enemy. Amen. God will deliver us. Amen. He is our Savior. And He is our God. And He holds our lives in the palm of His hand. Hallelujah. He delights in the children, amen, that have heard the joyful sound. He delights in the children of God. Amen. And all the nations of the earth belong to the Lord. Amen. He's in control of everything. Now, don't you worry. Amen. About the economy. Don't you worry about, amen, politics. Don't you worry, amen, about whether or not the church is going to make it. Amen. The church of the living God is built on a firm foundation. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Governments will fall. Amen. Economies will crumble, but the church of the living God is going to stand against all the assault of the enemy because it's built on the solid rock. Can you say praise the Lord? Put your faith in God. My heart is fixed. I know, amen, in whom I have put my trust. I know in whom I have believed. And He is faithful and true. Praise God. Amen. He, amen, holds the waters in the palm of His hand. He raises up and He casts down. Amen. He raises up governments and He brings governments down. Amen. God is in control. I want you to know nothing, amen, escapes His knowledge. Nothing is beyond His control. That God, amen, amen, He shapes our destiny. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The steps of a righteous man, the Bible says, are ordered of the Lord. Now what the Bible says, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. Well, I'm beginning to feel pretty good right now. I'm beginning to be encouraged. I'm getting a little bit excited because I'm not driving this ship. Hallelujah. I'm not at the helm. But there's one who leads me and guides me. There's one that directs my path. And He knows the way that I take. Amen. The angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear Him. I'm not afraid. Amen. I'm not discouraged, because if God be for us, who can be against us? Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is on our side. Sometimes it appears that we are surrounded by our enemies. Amen. But I want you to know that God will give you the victory. In verse 6, David writes, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we serve a God that is a deliverer. But He cannot deliver us unless we need deliverance. He delivered Israel out of bondage. But they first had to be in bondage for Him to get them out of bondage. Glory to God. He delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace. But first He had to get them in the fiery furnace before He could get them out. Amen. God delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. But before He could get him out, He had to get him in. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you look around you and it looks like you're in a den of lions. Amen. And they're snarling and they're showing their teeth. But I want you to know, God didn't put you there, amen, for you to be lunch. God put you there, amen, for His glory. Amen. That He might bring you out and receive glory and honor to His name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God can heal my body, but He can't do it unless I'm sick. Hallelujah. Oh, it's exciting when God heals us. But before, amen, God heals us, amen, we got to get sick. Oh, hallelujah. And so when we get sick, you know what? We're just providing God with an opportunity, amen, to receive glory and honor for His name. Amen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or His seed out begging bread. Oh, God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. And sometimes, amen, when God doesn't heal us, amen, He still receives glory and honor. Because He said, My grace is sufficient for you. Amen. And grace is a wonderful thing. But you got to need grace before you really appreciate grace. Amen. We don't desire to be sick. Amen. So that God can give us grace. We don't purpose to sin so that God can give us grace. But the Bible says if we sin. Oh, hallelujah. Not amen, when we sin, but if we sin. Amen, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So whether we, amen, stumble or whether we don't, amen, God, amen, still has an opportunity to receive glory and honor if we'll learn to keep our eyes on Him. David said, My heart's fixed. Amen, there was a time in his life that David was afflicted in his body. And he desired healing. Amen. And in his affliction, God not only, amen, healed his body, but God saved his soul from destruction. Amen. Sometimes God has to get us flat of our back before He can begin to talk to us, before He can begin, amen, to deal with problems in our life, amen, because that's the only way He can get our attention. But I don't care how He does it, amen, I just want to be saved. If it means going through trials and afflictions in order to serve God, allow the trials and the afflictions that come, because I want to be saved. I want to be ready to meet Jesus when He comes. Hallelujah. Amen. When David was afflicted, then he lifted up his eyes unto the Lord, and the Lord lifted him out of his trouble. Praise God. So we can even thank God in our afflictions, in our trials, in our difficulties. The fact the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. They're to try our faith. Amen. We've got to be tried like gold and silver's tried in the fire. Amen. You're not going to get through life without going through some fiery trials. Amen. Life is not a bed of roses. And if it were, it'd be full of thorns. Amen. Praise God. That you're going to go through some trials and tribulations. Jesus said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Don't look down. Don't look around. Look up. Oh, hallelujah. Be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. We can be an overcomer. Amen. Through faith in Jesus Christ. God will lead us through. God can use our distress as an opportunity for victory. When we are in a place of danger, God can lead us safely, amen, to higher ground. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the only way to get us to higher ground is for there to be some higher ground. Most of us don't like to go uphill unless we have to. We, as human beings, we seek the way of least resistance. You get on a bicycle and start riding, you don't start looking for the steepest hill to go up. You might look for one to go down, but you don't look for one to go up. So we have to have a reason to want to get to higher ground. How many of you want, amen, I want to get to higher ground? Sometimes God has to bring a flood into your life for you to seek higher ground. Hallelujah. God, if it takes a flood for me to seek higher ground, Lord, I want to be lifted higher. Amen. Because I'm not inclined, amen, to seek higher ground without a good reason to get there. Praise God. God will always lead us to higher ground, amen, if we are willing to follow Him. God will never lead you, amen, to your destruction. Hallelujah. The children of Israel thought that God was leading them into a trap when He delivered them from Egypt. Oh yeah, they did. Because when they reached the shore of the Red Sea, there was a mountain on their right and there was a mountain on the left. And there was an army at their back. Amen. They had a need, amen, that they could not meet. When you have no way of escape, the Lord will make an escape for you. What appeared to them to be the wrong way. I'm sure some of them must have thought, man, what kind of a leader do we have anyhow to lead us right into an ambush? We should have stayed where we were. At least they weren't going to kill us. At least not right away. But it looks like this is the end of the journey. Amen. But God, amen, knew a better way. Oh, hallelujah. He will always lead us to safety if we're willing to Him. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We've got to ask for His leading and His guiding. Don't walk according to the sight of your eyes, according to what you feel, amen, in your spirit, in your flesh, but you allow God to be the ghost. Because He will watch over you and preserve you. Don't look to man, because the help of man is vain. But God will give you the victory, and He will trample down your enemies. The key to victory is prayer and faith in God. I never did like that song, when you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. Amen. I never did like it. Why try everything? Why don't try Jesus first? Come on now. Don't try everything. Amen. And when everything has failed, then say, well, I guess we could pray about it. What a novel idea. No, that's not what the Bible says. Jesus didn't say, when you've tried everything and everything has failed, try me. Amen. He said to pray without ceasing. To pray continually. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. Not last. Amen. A lot of people, amen, they make Jesus the last stop on the tour. we've tried everything, Lord. I guess we'll try You next. No. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Well, you don't need to try everything else. Because we know the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In verse 7, God hath spoken in His holiness. Amen. I thank God that when we seek the Lord, that He will speak. We can hear from God because He will answer. When you sincerely seek the Lord, God, amen, will give you an answer. It may not be the answer you want, but God will speak to you, amen, the words that you need to hear. Come on now. And He'll speak in His holiness. Amen. If it's of God, it will be in holiness. Because my God is a holy God. God will never say anything that will cause you to compromise holiness. God will never cause you, amen, to compromise, amen, your righteousness. Amen. Because He's a holy God. He said, "Be ye holy as for I am holy." God spake in His holiness. Hallelujah. I will rejoice. Oh, thank God. Thank God we can rejoice when God speaks. Amen. If you can't, amen, get happy over the preaching of the Word of God, then don't be shouting, amen, when the choir's singing. Hallelujah. If you can't dance over the Word of God, amen, you don't need to be bebopping. Praise the Lord. Amen. David danced before the ark of the Lord, and all that was in it was the Word of God. Hallelujah. And Aaron's rod and the manna. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we get in the presence of God, amen, there ought to be something in us, amen, that wants to shout. Hallelujah. Amen. David danced before the Lord with all his might. Hallelujah. When you feel the when you want to shout. Amen. And if you can't feel the Holy Ghost through the anointing of the Holy Ghost as it moves, amen, through the preached Word of God, then you might want to check your spirit. Amen. To see if it's in agreement with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, "I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine." You see, Shechem and Succoth, they were on, both of them were on the west side of the Jordan. But Gilead and Manasseh, they were on the other side of the Jordan. Well, with Manasseh, he was on both sides. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Amen. Now we know, amen, that those that are of the seed of Abraham, that they are his people, that they are his chosen, that he gave them his law, that he gave them the prophets. Amen. We know that God cares about us. Amen. Because we were called out. Amen. He put His Spirit in us. Amen. He wrote His law upon the tables of our heart. We're a covenant people. Hallelujah. Amen. We have the law of Christ. Can you say praise the Lord? But in verse 9, the Lord said, "But that's not all that is mine." Hallelujah. I want you to know, church, amen, that everything that belongs to God, amen, is not, amen, in some very small, localized place. But the Lord said, Moab is my washpot, and over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Amen. And over Philistia will I triumph. I want you to know the nations of the world belong to God. Amen. It's not just here in North America. It's not just among a select few North Americans. But God, amen, says, I'm going to have people out of every nation, kindred and tongue, the black and the white and the red and the yellow. They're my children. Amen. And I, amen, will save them that call upon my name. So God said, I'm not limited to just you Jews. He was talking to a Jew. But he said, I'm not limited to you. But Moab and Edom and Philistia. And who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Now all of these nations were the enemies of Israel. Amen. You go ahead and come up. You can go ahead and come up. All these were the enemies of Israel. But the Lord said, they belong to me too. There may be some people, amen, in Athens. Amen. They may not look like Christians. They may not know anything about Jesus. Amen. But I want you to know, there's some of them that belong to Him too. Amen. And He knows them. And that He will lead them if they will allow the Holy Ghost to speak to their heart. Oh, hallelujah. Because my God is no respecter of persons. Amen. David said, my heart is fixed. God, amen. I'm glad that I put my faith in You. I'm glad, amen, that I have faith in Your righteousness. Not only God will You deliver me from my enemies. Hallelujah. But You'll cause me to love my enemies and to pray for them that despitefully use me. Because the whole earth is the Lord's and everything that's in it. Amen. The nations belong to... When I read about the church, amen, that's come out of great tribulation, amen, the Bible says that they were out of every kindred, nation, and tongue. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a great, big church. It's bigger than we think it is. It's bigger than our circle. Amen, of influence. Oh, put your faith in God. Because God, amen, will not lead you wrong. But He will give you victory through faith and prayer. He'll carry you upon the wings of an eagle. He'll lead you into the strong city where you'll find safety and deliverance. Oh Lord, give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. But through God we shall do valiantly. For He it is that shall tread down our enemies. If God be for us, who can be against us? Would you stand tonight and let's worship the Lord? Lord, my heart is fixed. My mind's made up. Lord, I don't want to waver. I don't want to allow fear and doubt, amen, to hinder me. But I want to walk where You have me walk. Amen. I want to inherit Your blessings. Oh God, because I know that everything is in Your hands. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think. Lift your eyes upon Jesus today. Don't look inward. Don't look outward. Look upward. Look to Jesus Christ today, because He is your hope and He is your salvation. I think it'd be good if we would just all come together.
Jesus is still the
pray one for another.
And
seek
no
the face of God.
And
let the Holy Ghost minister to our hearts.
No, Jesus is
because He cares.
The answer.
Jesus cares about you tonight.
He's the answer.
Jesus cares about your life
your
and your circumstances.
Soul.
He cares about your children.
And those
He cares about your family.
Say,
He cares
he
about you tonight.
Doesn't feel